This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 10,000 small businesses in Puerto Rico, nearly 20% of the island's total, still remain closed more than 5 months after Hurricane Maria. Recent census figures show that 45% of people in Quebec speak both French and English. Arkansas is seeking permission to roll back eligibility standards for its Medicaid expansion to make the program only available to people with incomes below the poverty level, as opposed to 138% of that level as provided in the Affordable Care Act. In 2017, only 16% of Fortune 500 companies offered a defined retirement benefit plan to new hires, down from 59% among the same employers in 1998. In a recent survey of American travelers, 38% of those respondents said they would be willing to pay more for a travel service provider who demonstrates environmental responsibility. During the 1963 Birmingham Children's Crusade, more than 1,000 students skipped school and marched to demand civil rights. Women with abdominal pain wait in emergency rooms for 65 minutes compared with 45 minutes for men, and young women are 7 times more likely to be sent home from a hospital while in the middle of a heart attack. The proportion of fresh fruit eaten in the U.S. that is imported rose to 53.1% in 2016 from 23% in 1975, according to the USDA. In a declared war against pollution, China has cut fine particulates in the air in cities by an average of 32% in the last 4 years. Statistically, those steps should raise life expectancy in China by 2.4 years on average if it is maintained. The National Geographic acknowledged that its past coverage in its magazine over the last 130 years was often racist and promoted stereotypes. According to the Latino Donor Collaborative, between 2010 and 2015, 70% of the U.S. labor force growth was due to Latinos. Realtors estimate that 11% of their sales are returned, and of those, 11% are likely fraudulent returns. Democrat Connor Lamb clung to a razor-thin lead in Pennsylvania's special election for a U.S. House seat as absentee ballots were tallied in a much-watched election in a district that Trump won by 20 points in 2016. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.